This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a robbery with a very unusual weapon.
Interesting.
Yeah. Thank you.
I have a story about, you know, when you need help, you call the fire department.
Yeah.
And what if they can't help you? Who do you call then?
Interesting.
Ghostbusters?
Maybe. Probably not.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Virginia.
Yo!
The Commonwealth.
I do declare. Huh?
I like that voice.
I do declare.
Yeah. There was a fire that happened in Virginia.
Hold on. You declare what?
I don't know. I don't have a lot of other things I can say with that accent. Come here. I do declare.
The mouths are open.
We had a lot of sweet tea before the show. There was a fire in Virginia.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Sounds like a name of a song.
There's a fire.
And so they obviously called the fire department. 34-year-old firefighter hopped in the station. Vehicle? What do they call it?
It's called a fire truck.
You know?
Oh, boy.
I haven't been through training.
Somebody's worked in radio too long. Everyone get in the station vehicle.
Yeah,
it's a fire truck.
They'll just let anyone drive it. You hopped in the... I forgot.
Fire truck.
Thank you. Hopped in the fire truck.
Oh, my God.
So save the day. He's ready. Hunky firefighter. He didn't make it very far, though, because he about instantly crashed into a parked car.
Oh.
So police arrived on the scene.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And you know police...
Did they come in their station vehicle?
Yeah, they were driving the
KS. Get in the station vehicle, Tom. You mean cop car?
I will never live that down.
The
police officer showed up. You know, police and firefighters, they don't always get along.
They have different
balls and all that.
Yes.
Well, they realized something was up because he was clearly intoxicated, this firefighter.
Oh!
They asked him, "Have you been drinking, sir?" He said, "I've only had 18 beers.
What?
Before my shift.
18?
Is that a problem, officer?
18 beers.
18
I'm
beers.
In the station vehicle.
Yeah.
And then operated, the station vehicle.
The station vehicle. Yeah, so his blood alcohol level was double the legal limit.
Oh, my gosh.
No one was hurt in the crash, thankfully, but there's still that fire going on. Is someone going to help with that?
Yeah. Somebody should grab a station vehicle and get on over there. I don't know. Maybe a TV station or a gas station.
Is there like a Denver Water?
You know they'll tweet out. Those guys are so...
Oh, they're so funny.
They're on top of it with their station vehicles.
Technically, it's right.
Okay. My story, also not from Florida. It's from Australia, mate.
Ah, g'day.
G'day. Put another shrimp on the barbie. Arnar.
You do too much.
Arnar. Mm. Arnar.
Well, say it. I was thinking about this, like shred the gnar. It's gnar. It's just Arnar.
Arnar.
Yeah.
Arnar. Dimba. Dimba.
That's good.
Yeah, I like.
Dimba. An Australian man tried to rob a gas station.
No, no.
But he brought, for a weapon, a boomerang. I do not have boomerang sound effects, so TX.
Wait, it's coming back. That's not weird.
Yeah, it's not all that threatening either. So,
yeah. Is that how they do it down under?
I don't know. So they just called the police.
Okay.
They took him away. They didn't really.
Their station
it's just a public nuisance misdemeanor because nobody was hurt. Nothing was stolen in the incident.
No one was really threatened.
Not at all. But the robber said, I'll be back tomorrow.
Huh. I get it.
I'll be back.
It's a boomerang. He's just going to come back.
I also have to say, just back to the station vehicle thing. Yeah, my two brothers-in-laws are both firefighters, and so I'm dead.
Yeah, those were all the stupid people we could find. And T-Hack for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.